I'm going to share with you some information that, can you see? Everybody can see? Okay. Just before I tell you this piece of information here, I'm going to have to draw it as well. I'm going to use the example with mobile phones, okay? We live in a creative movement, you understand? That we are learning and learning every single day. So if you come to the seminar in a year or 6 months from now, I would have changed my mind, by the way, and learned more things. So this is what I know now. This is not the end of the world. Okay, we are moving and moving and moving. Look what we've got now, mobile phones and how they were 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Yes, I hate to see what's going to happen to us in 20 years' time. It's very scary. Information is the same. We are learning more and more and more. I started this idea maybe 10 years ago and it's still evolving. It makes a lot of sense to connect it with the protection we have. Okay. I like to draw a heart a lot for us, and for a big reason, of course. Did you know that before we're born, the first organ that's created in us is the heart, before anything else? Did you know that? It's quite amazing. I only found that out a couple of years ago. Most research, they say, when we reach 6 months before we're born, we begin to become conscious that we are human being. Before that, we're not conscious. This is what the research say. And the moment we become conscious, we start sensing the environment around us. So we begin to respond to the environment, like stimulus, respond. Yes? This is what I was drawing earlier. Everybody knows this information. Now, the question here, where everything starts, is this. What? This is you, and this is the environment before you're born. What kind of environment are you coming into? This is an important question to think about. So, if our mother is very happy and excited that she's having a child, what kind of environment is this? Happy environment. Opposite's also true. What happens if our mother is suffering from the relationship, not feeling well, having a bad time, or depressed? What kind of environment is this? Welcoming or unwelcoming environment? Unwelcome. This is your introduction to the world, even before you're born. And can you imagine before anything? And this moment, you still have this information. Can you imagine? In our system, we have the information before we're born about what is this world going to look like. This is amazing because the feeling you have inside is preparing you for what's going to happen outside. Can you imagine? So if a country is in a state of war, you feel the war before you're born, so prepare you for the war outside. Because often the experience you have inside is going to be very similar to the experience you have outside. Very similar, same. People don't change that much, you see? Now, our father has also an effect on us, but in a very indirect way. The relationship of the man to the woman affects the woman's consciousness, affects the child. So the men cannot get away with it. They are in a loop, the same thing. Now, the next part is the most difficult and tricky part for all of us. We have many experiences when we're children, many experiences. The experience of a child of not being loved is not true. You understand? Because maybe you had a mother who's upset. It doesn't mean she doesn't love you. You understand? So the child may experience not being loved, not because the mother didn't love us. It's how it was our experience. See? So some of us have mothers who are sick, ill, rejected. Maybe our mothers had bad childhood. And you know, you can't give anything to anybody that you don't have. You see? So some of our experience of our childhood actually is not true. The difficulty comes the next part here. The first 2 years of life, yes, there are parts of our brain not developed fully. See, there's a specific part, I'm not going to go into difficult names, is in charge of our memory. It means it processes memory. For example, let me give you a very crude example. If I suddenly now start shouting at you, okay, what's going to happen is that some of you are going to leave the seminar, some are going to sit there thinking, oh my God, this guy is crazy or what. And tomorrow, here's the tricky bit. Tomorrow you'll talk to your friends or people and say, yesterday I was in a seminar and this man came here and started shouting at us. Your brain started to process the memory to the past. And then you get on with your life, you see? Now, at first 2 years, the child does not have this ability. So what happens, happens and stays in the present. And that part of you is still with you now. Because this memory has not been processed. It didn't go to the machinery of the past. And they call this in science an implicit memory. It means it's a memory, you don't know it is a memory. But it's still there. It's circling the system. Because there are memory that you know it's a memory because you know it's yesterday. You know what happened to 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And there's another types of memory, I won't go into it. So now, if some of us had difficult experiences in the past, yes, it is a memory and stays until today. And this is emotional memory, not intellectual memory. Because the child, if they get rejected, they do not think. They do not say to themselves, oh, maybe my mother's having a bad day today. They don't know that. They feel the pain. Listen carefully. The pain. What happened to human beings when they feel pain? What's next? What's after pain? It's another layer. Yes? Well, it is, yes, but it is fear. Straight away. What is fear? Fear is protection. Because if I don't feel afraid, the pain will kill me. You get it? Now, why you don't put your hand in the fire anymore? Because you're afraid of the fire. So the fear of the fire is protecting you from the pain of the past. The fear we have is also a memory as well. So we're walking around from painful experience in the past. Listen carefully. The experience is finished, yes? But the pain and fear is still there. You understand it? Then as we keep going in life, I'm going to come to your question. Something very interesting happened. We don't want to be afraid. And we want to protect ourselves. Because you don't walk around in the street telling everybody you're afraid, do you? You want to do something. So we create a protection. And the protection is the game. You see? The stronger the pain, the stronger the fear, the stronger the protection. These three dynamics here are reactions to a past that doesn't exist anymore. And the old memories. When you have these structures in you, you start attracting similar situations. If I have abandonment, pain from childhood, abandonment, I'm scared all the time people leaving me. And when I'm in relationships, I am so loving and gentle out of fear. And guess what happened? People don't see me authentic and they leave me. And that starts confirming, because you asked me that question. The beliefs can also get stronger as we're growing as well. And the more people abandon me, the nicer I become. Can you see? And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, we have triggers. Do you know that? We have triggers. How many of you has a button? Somebody push your button? Yes? What happened in relationships? Your partner push your button. Do you know why? Because you have one. Yes? And then not only have one, you show them your button and they're very happy to push it for you. Especially when they're upset with you one day. And then here is the sentence. When you did that, you made me feel like that. Nobody makes you feel anything. You understand this? Nobody in this world makes you feel anything. It is you that using them as a reason for what you feel. Do you get that? Now, so what happened is we are reacting to a past that does not exist. So in a stimulus in the environment, I'm scared. Stimulus plus an experience, fear, experience, give us the protection. This is what I'm trying to say before. This is the theory, you see. Now, it gets very interesting now. How many years have I been doing this protection? All my life. What is the result? When you wear a mask all your life, what happens? The day will come when you don't know the difference between you and the mask anymore. All of us, we've been acting in a drama we can never control. We are on a stage. Not only that, you start attract to your life people to play the opposite roles or complementary roles, like in relationships. You are the savior and the other one is the victim. Wonderful. This is what they call codependency in relationships. I am playing your game, my game, you playing your game, and we have a great time together. Yeah? And we're hooking on each other in life. And none of us want to be conscious. It's a bit like two blind people walking, holding hands. This is what people do in relationships. The most dangerous thing in life is to be blind and you don't know you are blind. You see, somebody needs to open their eyes. And this is what we do. Now, there's a fantastic story, you probably heard it before, about the First World War. There was a lot of islands full of Japanese soldiers, islands in the war. And the war finished. They withdrew all the armies back and they forgot one island. Did you hear that story? Anybody heard it before? Okay. Every time the war is finished, a tourist go and visit the island, the soldiers attack them. They think the war is still going on. You know we are like this? When somebody push your buttons, you attack them. You think the war is still going on. It's over. You're acting to a past that's finished. It's finished. But you're still reacting. So when something happens to the environment that has any touches, any of these, especially early abandonment, you have all this. Some protection is anger, some is too kind, some is distance, some is control, and this is the protection. So if you want to know what the reason, this is the reason. Now, it can get even more complicated than that. This protection you have, this is what you don't want to hear now. It's similar to your mother's protection. That is why when you fight with your mother, you can never win. Because you're exactly the same. And if somebody told you, you just like your mother, you want to kill them. Because it's true. If you want to lose one of your friends, tell them you just like your mother. Finished. So the reason we fight with people, because they are similar to us. Did you know? Because they remind us of what we don't want to see. Unfortunately, your mother's protection is very similar to you because she taught you how to protect yourself the same way she protected herself. She sold her beliefs to you. She had no choice. You understand? Because you learned everything from them. We watched these people, we learned from them. And some of us had very difficult mothers. And we try very hard not to be like them. And if you try not to be like somebody, guess what? You become like them. Many people are, they go on crusade in their life not to be like their parents. and they end up in exactly the same situation. Because where is their focus? You're focusing and not to fall in a hole, and what do you see? Holes everywhere. It's what, this is the law of attraction. You know these things we heard about. Yeah. Now, how many have heard of flashback? You know what flashback is? It is very interesting because it has a connection to here. It's a bit an extreme, unfair example. People who have traumas in their life, if somebody attack you all of a sudden, or you have in war or hit by a car, the body wants to survive. So what the body does is focus all its energy to the muscles. Oxygen, blood supplies, everything, so you can actually run. Or you can fight or flight. And the brain gets deprived of oxygen. So the part that to do with memory shuts down because it doesn't function very well. When a situation is over, people start having flashbacks. That means they think it's still happening, just like the child in the first 2 years. But not everybody is traumatized, by the way, but they have little bits, degrees. It depends. And that's our experience that we still carry. So what is the choices do we have now is to really know what is this. At least you know what you're doing. If you don't know, it will take you. It hijacks you. See? Okay. And unfortunately, we know it sometimes and we start talking about it to people. And we don't realize when we talk about it, guess what you're doing? You're confirming it. This is not you. This is you. And it's very interesting the way it's drawn, because these are circles around your heart. It's suffocating you. That's not you. You see? The only way to deal with this is with extreme love and compassion. Only way. Because you cannot fight a war with war. I keep saying that all the time. This compassion is a very important word. This is, by the way, as you said, you had to do this. You had to. If you didn't do that, you wouldn't survive. You had to. So it served you at the time, but not anymore. You see? Okay? Any questions about this? Because we're going to take it a little further. Coaching and all this, they are all cognitive behavior work. So they give you strategies. But if you don't handle the emotions, the strategies are short-lived. The emotions will come back again. I think you need to do both. I need to do emotional work and cognitive work at the same time. You see? A lot of people do wonderful. In fact, in the NHS recently, they rely a lot on cognitive work because it's cheaper and faster, and you can measure the success by numbers and things. Yeah? And to do emotional work, it actually much deeper, takes a very long time. Because many of us have been traumatized. We don't know. If you're brought up by someone who's mentally sick or ill or something, it's quite a hell of a performance. It's a very deep effect on us. If somebody's abandoned, it stays with us, and we cannot commit to any relationships. This needs to be sorted out. We need a lot of loving. And if you're one of these people and you end up marrying or somebody who's actually doesn't have that, you had a better chance of healing. But if you find someone like you, you don't have a chance because you go two blind people together. See? And it happens sometimes. If you meet someone who's okay, you can move better, a bit better. See? Okay. We will take this in little exercise to help to focus this information into our life a bit more.